What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another Slab Sox Sundays episode here on the Slab Sox YouTube channel, looking at PWCC weekly auction number 118 as we are live from England with Maximilian Cards on Instagram. Max, how are we doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks very much for having me, Mike.
Max is joining Julian and I today. Max is our good friend out here, and we were at CardCon this past weekend, a card show in Farnborough, which is a private airfield in England. But we made it back, and we are here to do our Slab Sox Sundays episode as usual, not missing a Sunday. And Julian, have you recovered from the last like 12 hours of sports yet?
No, not really. I mean, today was a pretty big disappointment, but I'm also like very tired considering I stayed up for the F1 race, which I probably shouldn't have. But Lando finished second, so I couldn't not watch that. But yeah, how's the show for you guys? You guys get any big pickups? You want to share that with the audience?
Massive, massive. Max, biggest pickup? A box of flashbacks.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably opening the finest, last year's finest with you and getting a Joe Gomez grin.
Yeah, yeah, that was wonderful. No, we opened a few boxes. They did not go very well. We didn't have that Julian luck over here.
Julian luck, Aaron luck. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I end up being the one that picked the boxes too. So I guess that maybe it doesn't work in England.
It doesn't travel over the pond. It doesn't do international.
Yeah, no, tennis was fun. Julian, so what happened was Max found three boxes of tennis that he gave me two of, and he opened one. And my boxes had nothing in them, like literally nothing. I've 125 diamond was the best. He opens a box, it's an auto, a red out of 5, a gold out of 50, all in the same box. So I ended up buying the box off of him then, the ones he pulled. But no, it was a fun time. And we're going to be here talking today about the NBA playoffs later in the show because, Max, you know, it's 2:45 a.m. out here. I'm not going to hold Max against his will to talk about basketball.
But instead, over there, netball is the big thing. Weirdest sport.
What do you say?
Netball, Max, you know what that is? Netball?
Yes. Yeah. I know
netball. My cousins, that was the game they played. Side kind of got off track there, but
well, we'll hold the NBA talk for later, but we are going to be talking about some soccer cards here, as everyone knows, or as Max, for some football cards to start the show. So Max can give some of his flaming hot takes before we move into the rest of the cards ending tonight. And we're going to have some little Julian rebuttals off of this, I'm sure. So Max and Julian, I'm going to let you guys go at it on some of these. But really just to highlight the biggest card, really one of the biggest cards in the entire auction, not only for soccer, but there's this Messi and Ronaldo dual autograph red out of 5 from Stadium Club. Features the two of them in their La Liga shirts for Messi, Barcelona, obviously, and Ronaldo, Real Madrid. And it's over $12,500 right now. The last Raws did like 15 grand about a year ago or so. Maybe it's no less than that, 6 months ago. So it'll be fun to see where that ends, but we are going to be going through and talking about some of them. And we're going to start with this Fernando Torres, and I'm going to see Julian's opinion after Max's. So Max, I want you to just tell everyone, because you know, you look at the top of the auction, you've got Messi, Ronaldo, Haaland, Mbappe, and then you got, oh, more Messi, Mbappe. Everyone knows those players, but why in the world is a Fernando Torres auto at $1,525, like fourth in the auction right now?
I think with the Liverpool fan base, they have a very strong focus on a couple of players. So although Torres joined Chelsea, he never ever lived up to his peak, which he showed at Liverpool. So Liverpool fans still have a strong affiliation with him. And I think it's one of those things where people like Trent, Gerrard, Salah,
Van Dijk
and legends like Torres carry a very strong premium, especially in low numbered high-end sets.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think we see many autos of him with the Liverpool kit. But, I mean, it's a pretty cool card. Those impeccable autos are nice. I'm sure that Liverpool fans wish it was on card, as some of them have been. But, Julian, I got to say to you, I mean, obviously it's a great card of a great player for their club, but doesn't it feel like Liverpool card, just massive Liverpool fan base that watches the PWCC auction? I feel like every other week we're seeing monsters end for huge prices.
Yeah, I was kind of just going to follow up on what Max said. I think it's just the Liverpool fan base, because I was going to add in before you said it that some of the craziest, like, I can't explain soccer cards that have ended have been Liverpool fans. I think there's like that 1-of-1 Andy Robertson was sold for like over a grand, which is pretty crazy. But yeah, I actually haven't seen this card in particular before. I didn't know Fernando Torres had one of these cards, but I know I love the Ronaldo version of it. So super sweet card, and I'm just going to chalk it up to Liverpool fans.
Was he on pen duty for Liverpool ever?
Well, I'm not sure if he was on for Liverpool. He definitely was not for Chelsea.
Yeah, because he's got 24 goals in the Premier League in 2007, 2008. That's quite a lot of goals back then.
He was a strong Liverpool striker.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, here's
about question. How many penalty goals Cole Palmer has this season.
The Cole Palmer flame is coming in.
He had to start, and who almost lost to
I'm Coventry joking, I'm play? Joking. It was a joke.
He's like, I got back out of that one fast.
Back out. 3-0 to 3-3.
Seriously. No, Max, who had a better peak at Liverpool, Torres or Luis Suarez?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think if you ask Liverpool fans who they would say in their peak was better, I think they'd probably say Suarez, actually. But who's more of a cult hero is Torres.
Did he have a huge moment for them? That
I mean, he was Torres or Suarez.
It's for close, but yeah, that's Torres.
Yeah, Torres was very strong at Liverpool. I think they were quite hurt when he went to Chelsea because at the time considered rivals, but he sadly started a slow decline.
Was that an Abramovich big money spending?
Yeah, $50 million on the last day of January was a strong spend.
I was gonna say, especially back then. That
Aaron, I don't know if you've ever seen the clip, but I'm sure Max has. Where Torres like gets past De Gea and then misses a wide open goal. That is like the clip that I associate with Torres.
I mean, he did have a very iconic miss where it was an open goal, puts it far left.
Yeah,
but at least in the Champions League semis, he scored a goal that did matter.
yeah, that's a nice one. Julian, I'm gonna make sure. Can you make sure you're on chat duty tonight? I don't have my multiple screens, so I can't watch the chat and scroll through the
cards. Yeah, okay, I got you. DJ Quicksilver, what's going on? JB Collects, what's up, John? How we doing? Good evening to SCP7. Real Music says, "Damn, Jules." Never seen you turn it down that fast. Okay, well, I can't really chirp Cole Palmer a ton because he's very, very good. I can chirp a lot of the aspects of the team, but I can't Cole Palmer because that was the one transfer that I'm like, great job, Chelsea.
You can chirp Jackson.
Oh my gosh. I'm still baffled at some of those misses. Like, considering like Man United's play, but like I'd probably break my screen if I saw that like one-on-one and he passes it backwards to a City player. Like,
which one? There's about three of them.
Yeah. I'm talking about the one where he was he got by the goalkeeper, took it to the end line, didn't shoot it, and then cut it back and passed it to like Kyle Walker.
That's like the screenshot you showed me yesterday, right? Yeah.
There's a screenshot where he's basically got an open goal.
Yeah, open goal, and he could have just blasted it. but my gosh, terrible.
He had a little bit of a He deceived the fans because he had a like strong start to the season. You guys were all like, I think most people were like, maybe you guys found the striker, but
yeah. I think strong's a bit of a stretch.
Strong two games in preseason is more like it.
I mean, he's got three goals that are a bit of a Spurs stat pad because Spurs ended up with nine players.
That line had halfway or
probably
whatever.
Holding the line at the halfway line.
Yeah, it's terrible. Julian, you see that Real Madrid one? Thanks to another Jude Bellingham game winner in the 90th against Barcelona El Clasico. I heard that there was like some more favoritism here to Real Madrid. Like Ter Stegen actually said he was like, this is ridiculous. You know, what did you see what happened, Julian?
Yeah, I don't know about favoritism, but I think it's pretty wild. So La Liga doesn't have goal line technology, they just have VAR. So there was a shot that Lunin saved. But you couldn't tell if it went over the line. And so they were kind of upset because Barcelona thought they scored, but the referee didn't call it. And VAR couldn't like definitively say if it went over the line. So that was like the big thing why they thought they should have come away with at least a point. Barcelona's had so many in the 2010s where like they completely like ripped off the other team. So I'm not too pressed.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Like Barcelona fans are all like crying today.
I mean, they were also found guilty of paying a ref off.
Yeah.
How can you talk?
But I think that goal that the Barcelona fans are kicking up over, I think Canal Plus had a goal line view of the supposed goal and the ball hadn't fully crossed.
It looked like that. Yeah, it didn't look like it crossed. But I saw
a screenshot. I don't know how they did this without the technology, but I think it was from the game where the ball didn't even actually go over.
Yeah,
they're all complaining about it. It wasn't even actually the right call. But so Jude scored that game winner. And SCP7, good luck with the giant bench. And we'll try to pull up a little bit later as the extended bidding is starting. But that's some nice stuff for sure for baseball. Jim, and yes, the Bucks did win a game tonight. Dame had 35 points in the first half. I tried to wake up to watch a fourth quarter just for it to not be on TV here. Like all the other NBA playoff games were on, I look, I'm like, oh, that's great. But yeah, Dame had 35 in the first half, didn't even score in the second, and we still won by 20. So quite the game. No Giannis yet. Hopefully he's back soon. We got Jude Bellingham. That I just mentioned that gold variation right there. It's SGC 10 pop one. There's not many of those, obviously, only 50 with it being gold. Super nice card, and his stuff has just skyrocketed this year. Now, Rafael Leão, I saw some people saying that he's going to be sold this summer. And last summer, people really wanted us to buy him. Do you think that he's going to be on the move? Not necessarily even just to Chelsea, but he's going to be on the move?
Yeah, I think he'll be on the move. He's had a bit of a tough start to the year. So I think it's one of those things where it really depends on if AC Milan have a selling price in mind or if they hold high and hope that people come in and offer.
Yeah, I mean, they were like asking 100 plus million.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's going to...
Yeah, probably 150.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Yeah.
I would also throw in, I think more now than ever, he'll be pushing to leave because they're also firing their coach. So yeah. He kind of like is going to be back at square one. Like I feel bad for Pulisic and a bunch of the newer guys because it's kind of like their first season all over again, and they're going to have to prove themselves. So I wouldn't be shocked if he tries moving.
Have they not done well this year? Last year, they're in the semi of Champions League.
I'm assuming they haven't because they're firing their coach.
Good assumption.
I do think Liverpool are a strong shout-out for his signature, though, because I can't see Liverpool, when Klopp leaves, keeping Trent, VVD, and Salah on those high contracts. So I think Salah will probably go Saudi, and they're bringing someone like Leão as a talisman.
Speaking of Saudi, does Lukaku finally realize that that's where he's destined for and let us sell him to Saudi?
I think as long as go back Chelsea, open him with open arms.
Yeah, Julian, we had some people telling us this weekend that we should consider keeping Lukaku now that Jackson has had such a bad season.
Yeah, there's two guys, the battle of the mid.
No, I don't even know if it's mid, bro. That's the battle of the dumpster. Like,
yeah, that's battle of relegation.
Yeah, there you go. It's absolutely brutal. All right, what should we look at next? Foden has had unbelievable season, as hard as it is to admit. But man, he's been just as good, if not better, than Cole Palmer.
This year, oh well, you guys.
He's been really good.
He has been very good.
He's been very good.
He's been very dominant on that.
In a city team.
In a very dominant city team, but he has been an absolute standout, and for me, has to start for England. The Euros.
Yeah, so big. Oh, that's a good thing to segue into. Big Euro coming up this summer. You think?
Gareth Southgate, goat.
What do you say?
Gareth Southgate.
Yeah, right.
Harry Maguire, baby, leading them to victory.
What do you give the chances at winning? You know, lost in pens last time. I'm sure that was heartbreaking.
I'll be honest. I'm not a Southgate fan, and I think when the biggest moments come, he slightly bottles subs and choices on slightly. The team, and also on the pitch. So I'm not that confident, but hopefully I'm proven wrong before he goes and joins Man United as the new manager.
I don't know if I can watch a game. Like that's probably the worst. I'd rather have I'd rather have Pochettino as my coach than
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
I'd rather have Frank Lampard as my coach.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
wow, that's a stretch.
that's a stretch. Yeah, that one's real deep in the bin. No, but, you know, amazing front for England, you know, between all those guys, Foden, Palmer, Grealish, Kane, Saka, whoever, Jude Bellingham and Rice in the midfield. And then the back line is kind of shaky. What's up with not having strong defenders in England?
Well, I think this you end up with – Luke Shaw or Chilwell as left back, which they're both very dodgy.
Okay, when Shaw's healthy, he's pretty good, like he much better.
Luke Shaw. He's obsessed with Luke Shaw.
Yeah, I mean they're both a bit dodgy, but I mean we'll put Luke Shaw in there. But you've then got Walker's good, but Maguire slabhead, as I call him, is a bit of a tough one. And then I mean Stones is decent. But Pickford's been very poor in the prep.
Yeah, Pickford's been terrible.
Yeah.
The problem is like, luckily the British and the US fans are in the same boat because both of our coaches are complete donuts and like prefer like certain players that like make no sense to play. But it's not that like you guys don't have good defenders. It's who ends up on the pitch. Like, I still don't know why Tomori doesn't get like any type of call up or like any looks at all. So I think you guys have the players. It's just like he doesn't choose them. And for us, Greg loves MLS players, which is our downfall.
I think up front, I don't think we'll have any issues up front. I think what it will probably be, this is what Southgate will probably pick. He'll probably pick Grealish on the left, Kane up front, Saka, and probably Phil Foden behind with Bellingham and Rice in midfield, which I don't think you can really complain at. We've got quite a lot of depth up front.
No, that's crazy.
I think Calvin Phillips surely makes the team.
Super sub.
Speaking of Cole Palmer, I got Topps now a purple rookie out of 99 PSA 10 of Palmer at 175 pre-buyer's premium. So like a $200 card here right now. I luckily a couple months ago bought a Sapphire Yellow Raw rookie actually here on the PWCC auction. Ended up slabbing it at SGC. It got 10. So I'm feeling pretty good about that one considering it's a Topps now at 175 right now, which is pretty wild.
I'm going to hop in real quick. Jim Baker says, is Ansu Fati officially a worthless player to collect now?
Well, he's got the old Saturn auto going on there. Now, you know, Fati's just knees are done, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's not been great in the Premier either. So yeah. It's sort of, he can't seem to manage a full season. And if you're struggling at Brighton, you're sort of struggling anywhere, really.
They haven't been nearly as good this year. I mean, they obviously lost a lot of players through all the sales.
They lost Matoma through injury as well. They've had a bit of a tough time injury-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim also says this guy sounds like Gordon Ramsay. Limit 613 says, why does Southgate prefer Pickford and Henderson over players who are better in their positions? I think the Pickford one makes no sense to me. But for Henderson, I think he's got to make the roster but not play just because his leadership and, like, seniority. I think he's one of those guys, like, at the end of the bench just for the energy.
I think he's pretty past it. But I agree. I think from a sort of avoiding having issues with club rivalry. I mean, luckily it matters slightly less nowadays than it used to because that sort of prime era of Lampard, Gerrard.
Yeah, that's crazy.
John Terry, Rio. We had the squads, but I think the Premier League rivalry got in the way of us winning anything. I think nowadays it applies less.
Now it's the exact opposite. Everybody's smiling and laughing at the end of the game. Like
when Nani laugh. Smiling with Grealish and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Painful.
Real Music says, I never wanted to say dodgy so much in my life.
Dude, Jim, here you go. You can go off about this one, Max. He said, I haven't followed soccer in over a year, but I'm genuinely curious about Ansu Fati and Florian Wirtz. Well, one of them turned out amazing. Yes. So.
Yeah. I mean, Ansu's fallen off quite heavy. Florian Wirtz, I think, will either get a big move this summer or definitely next. He's been on fire this season for Leverkusen, who still have not lost the game.
Dude, and the four of the last five games, I swear they scored in the last like 20 minutes of the match. And
I'd say like more like the last 5 minutes. I keep seeing like 96th minute, 97th winners.
I mean, the goal Florian scored in that final game when they won the league is a proper screamer. If anyone wants to go find that out,
that's really cool.
I loved it also because the fans were like flipping over like the barriers to try and get on the field.
It was awesome. It was quite the scene. That's really nice. If you have an auto of that, you know, I'd definitely consider either grading and selling eventually here or holding until he gets a move, you know, just because this stuff has rose in price a lot. Even second year autographs, I saw one sold for like $400 out of 75 recently, which is crazy.
Because he went through a period of being quite injured.
I want to say.
Yeah, definitely. Max, Alfonso Davies, you got the PSA 5 Optic Black Velocity. I know you said if it's a better grade, you'd consider going in on it because of a potential move here this upcoming summer.
Yeah, he's heavily, heavily linked to Real Madrid. And I think Madrid will probably spend the money on picking him up. I think he's only got a year left after this season with Munich. And I think it's been quite heavily touted that he's going to leave.
Julian, he wants us to get Mendy from Real Madrid, the left back.
I was going to say, which Mendy? There's a big deal.
Yeah, not the criminal one, yeah.
That's a good shot. He's a good player, but I do think Davies is going to join Real Madrid. They got some older outside backs. I know Carvajal. I don't know how much he's got left in him. I know Nacho sometimes plays on the outside, and he's leaving. So it makes sense for them. They're assembling the Avengers.
All right, Max, we got a couple more for you here. Conte, orange out of 65, PSA 10, pop 1.
I mean, true Chelsea legend, one of the best CDMs alongside Makélélé to ever play the game, and Vieira. I'll put in a non-Chelsea name in there. I mean, Kante is very thought of very fondly with Chelsea fans, so I don't think there'll be a shortage of buyers on that one.
Yeah, that's a sweet one. Really nice. And he doesn't have 2014 prism, right? There's no 2014 prism Kante. That's a
I'm pretty confident.
No, that's a banger card for $78. Well,
his rise was very, very quick. He was playing in the second division of the French league.
Because they won the Premier League in 2015, 2016.
Yeah, with Leicester.
Yeah, and then got snapped up by Arsenal for $30 million.
What a buy!
Yeah, what Arsenal were heavily in, and luckily we beat them to the post.
Yeah, won the Champions League then.
Yeah.
Oh my. We got Mudrik matchball, $155. Should we avoid time on Mudrik, or do it just really quick? What are your thoughts? You know, from the start of the season till now.
Mudrik's a really tough, real tough one. I think Pochettino hasn't had much faith in him, so he's not really had much game time. But there's been a couple of periods where he's shown some promise, like the top screamer, top right against Arsenal, where he sort of dinks it over Raya. But he's fallen off quite heavily, but he's still very young. And it seems like Chelsea has some faith in him as they've extended that contract to 2031. So I think he's either going to die a blow or we're going to shift him on for £10 down the line.
Yeah, no, I think that he's super fun to watch when he's on. But when he's off, he's also like, dude, like it's kind of painful, you know?
Yeah, I think a left back this summer will make a big difference because trying to work with Caldwell, who is basically a centre-back, or deal with Cucurella, who's very defensive, doesn't really help your attacking aspiration.
All right, last one for you, Max, and we'll let you get back to the rest of your 3 a.m. ordeal here. Diego Costa obviously was great for Chelsea.
Legend.
Is this what we're lacking right now in the team?
Yeah, categorically. I mean, he was aggressive. He
unhinged.
And he would bury non-chances into the top left.
So right now we're taking chances and turning around and passing it backwards.
Yeah. I mean, I think for Chelsea to flourish, Jackson needs to not play and we need to sort out a left back and have a fully fit Chelsea team makes a big difference. Having the likes of Nkunku come in, having Fofana and Caldwell available as centre backs.
Yeah.
Having in someone of the talent of Reece James.
So we don't have to watch De Sassi the tree play on the right side anymore, dude. When he came on, Julian, he had zero chance against Doku. He's a right center back.
I mean, like, he's flamed.
And he literally was playing right back because Gusto got taken out and James is hurt and we just got absolutely destroyed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to explain the injury problems to me. Like, we started Casemiro with Harry Maguire at center back today.
I mean, I did like Casemiro's pen though. That was a good pen.
Yeah. Super good. So do you watch the pens back, Julian?
Yeah. Okay. I was really on the tennis court
straight to goalie.
Watching it. It wasn't as bad as Bernardo Silva. That'll make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right, Max. Well, hey, thank you for joining.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it. Julian, we'll get to some NBA here in a little bit. And
have a nice
we'll
sleep.
See you all in a second. What do you say, Julian?
Have a nice sleep. I could totally pat you turned your camera off. I don't know if you know that, but
yeah, I do know. We're like pinned in here, but like very tight.
In case you wanted to know, like I could totally pass as a British person. The more I like talk with Max, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Joe.
Like you know, here basically, like someone's like, "How was your morning?" I just be like, "I had my beans with toast, and when I was leaving, I kissed my painting of King Charles, and then I left."
Pretty sure you sound Australian there when you were just talking.
That's a little bit, but like what I said, basically, they're like checks out.
You're lucky Max wasn't here to hear you talking about beans and toast. All right. Well, Max did a great job there. That was awesome. I know it's early here. It's like 3:10 a.m.
I don't know
right
how
now.
You guys are doing that. I would have been sleeping.
Well, I guess I'll tell you this. It definitely helped waking up to a Bucks win. Versus not, so I'm super happy about that. I mean, I was like, well, if I watch the game, I was like, and we lose, I'm really disappointed in getting any sleep because I gotta fly out this morning now too. But if we win, I'll be a lot happier, and if I'll get sleep too. So yeah,
I'm feeling pretty good. That was like me last night. I'm like, I'm gonna be so mad if I stay up and Lando like something happens and he falls back, but a little bit worth it.
Yeah, I mean, you already knew he was in second. You didn't have to watch him cross the line necessarily.
Well, no, but it was like he wasn't like just sitting in second for the entire race.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
I turned it off with like 10 laps left because he was like 5 seconds ahead of Perez. So I was like, unless he pulls a Lance Stroll and crashes and blames someone else, he'll be okay.
Right. All right. Well, let's get on to some NBA talk here. So tonight we have the Bucks being the Pacers by quite a large sum with no Giannis. The third quarter for the Bucks was atrocious. We got outscored by 15, but we dominated the rest of the game, won 109 to 94. The Thunder are currently beating the Pelicans by 2 in the second quarter. We had the Cavs take game 1 against the Magic. Really low scoring, 97-83. We had the Wolves destroy the Suns, which is, I feel like that's going to be a quick series now because the Wolves had no success against the Suns for the last like couple of years, and they figured something out here pretty quickly. Edwards is a stud, and they won by a lot. And then the Knicks beat the Sixers, and do you see Embiid, man? I don't think that he's going to stay healthy this whole series. He just doesn't look like he's going to.
Did he come back? Because I was, like, convinced that he tore his ACL with how he went down, but
yeah,
I'm not completely sure.
So yeah, I think,
he's just very injury prone.
I think he came back because he ended up playing 37 minutes in the game. Be kind of shocked if he played that much without coming back because I don't know what time in the game that was, but
it was pretty early on, I feel like.
Oh, you're right. It was like the second quarter, so he definitely came back. But I heard that he's going to try to gut it out through the series. You know, we've had a lot of injuries at this point in the East between Embiid and Butler. But the Knicks, you know, Jim Baker's Knicks, they got it done 111 to 104. And I didn't think they're going to win that game. Actually, Sixers got to a pretty hot start, and the Knicks came back and won. And then what else? And then, of course, you have the Nuggets and the Lakers in the rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals with the Nuggets winning by 11 in that game. Jokic dropping a near triple-double. Dude, I think they get swept straight up. I think the Lakers get swept that series. They got 32 from AD, and they lost by 11.
I think it honestly depends on D'Angelo Russell.
Didn't he have a terrible game?
Yeah, he's going to be the X Factor. He shot really terribly from three. I saw him shooting after the game, and people were quick to sound off because, like, you should be practicing that before the game, not after the game. But yeah, he's gonna have to step up because they have enough guys to handle LeBron and AD, and they just have so much depth that some of the Lakers guys are really gonna have to step up.
Pretty huge one on here. Do you see this one? This Jalen Brunson,
yeah. Dude, funny enough, it's a Dallas Mavericks logo, man, but you can't tell unless you read the back.
Yeah, I was going to say, do they actually state that? I mean, a game worn logo, yeah, is a game worn logo, man. At least it's game worn in the end. But yeah, it does. You're right. I was thinking like this is probably not a Knicks logo, man. But at the same time, I mean, at least it's game worn. It's at over $10,500 right now.
That's ridiculous, dude, though.
Did you see the waffle from Kendrick Perkins? Is my least favorite sports analyst of all time. By far. Did you see that he was the only – first of all, why is he voting on NBA, all NBA teams? That dude scored 5 points a game in his career. So why is he voting on all NBA teams? Get someone else in there that's qualified. And I'm not saying me. I'm saying someone else. Secondly, he's the only one that left Giannis off the first team for Jalen Brunson because, what, the Knicks finished with, like, one more win or something like that?
But Jalen Brunson, like, that's not that crazy.
Really? So you're trying to say that 50 people voting for all NBA stats, that one person who puts in Jalen Brunson over Giannis. Do you know Giannis just had one of the seasons that no one else has done in NBA history? 30 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists, 60% plus field goal percentage. And yeah, that is the best season of his career. He's won 2 MVPs.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something more blasphemous. Like, there are some analysts.
You're telling me Jalen Brunson is a top 5 player in the NBA.
I mean, you could argue he's top 10 for sure.
I said top 5. There's only 5 on a first team.
Yeah, but you can't put, like, 5 bigs.
Yes, you can. Everyone else voted for Giannis and Embiid and Jokic.
It's a personal preference. It's not like he put Zubac in, like,
Julian's on demon time right now. That is absolutely
I think Giannis deserved over Jalen Brunson probably, but like I'm not to the point where I'm like, oh, that like infuriates me because like Jalen Brunson has really made that New York's team what they are.
Yeah, Brunson's an amazing player, but there's a clear agenda from the ESPN staff against Giannis and Milwaukee. I guarantee you, Doris Burke as well. It's garbage. You should watch the games and watch them talk. And they think that the Knicks are literally going to win the NBA Finals probably every single year. It's atrocious. Anyone puts Jalen Brunson in an All-NBA team is that's garbage. He should have started in the All-Star game.
Here's my thing with Jalen Brunson, though, is he doesn't get any foul calls, and he still balls. So, like, that's why I'm like, I think Jalen Brunson deserves a shout.
Okay. All right. Brunson's amazing. I think he's great. There's no way that he should be on first team over Giannis. All-NBA first team. Five players. That's terrible. And no, Perkins is not a good analyst. Jim Baker, I know you're a Knicks fan. He's not a good analyst.
Perkins is definitely not a good analyst.
No, Perkins is one of the worst analysts that have been on TV in recent years. And he still has got all of his love out there. All right, moving on. It's like 3:10 a.m. here, so I'm getting riled up for no reason right now. Wembanyama snakeskin is at 14K or Wembanyama. There's a ton of good Wembanyama cards in this auction. Blue Shimmer at 35, PSA 10, right? You got the Wemby snakeskin PSA 10 pop 6 at 14K. You've got the orange on 49 at 12K. All these are on the same auction. Then they have two Blue Ice PSA 10s at 7 and 6.5. Julian, there's like a combined $50,000 worth of Wembanyama Prism cards here between the Blue Shimmer, the snakeskin, the orange, and then two Blue Ice. I mean, this is easily getting upwards of 15 or 50K here.
Someone's unloading their Wemby collection.
Well, I don't know if it's one person or not. I do know that.
Very good time to sell.
Yeah, I do know that Mikey B's got the snakeskin PSA 10 out there. So good luck to Mikey B tonight. But wow, it's a crazy amount of high end Wemby Prism cards in one auction. We haven't seen any other sets for him hit that are necessarily important yet, other than Prism. So I'm very intrigued. I'm very, very intrigued to see how these Wemby Prism colors kind of move in the few next, let's say, 3 to 6 months, given that he will have more sets coming out. Obviously, he hasn't signed any autographs for Panini, but even, you know, if he gets like the Ben Simmons treatment with non-auto flawless and non-auto national treasures, well, how much money is taken out of his prism market for those other sets of him potentially? It might not be a whole
lot. Here's my question for you, though. Something that I'm kind of baffled by is, why is like everyone like Rudy Gobert's locked up defensive player of the year? I thought for sure in my eyes Victor Wembanyama has a solid stake in that, but I don't know. All the analysts seem to be saying Rudy deserves it, but that San Antonio team, like when Wemby's on the court and when he's not, like they're like two completely different teams.
I think it's frustrating because I agree with you here. Like Gobert's on a good team with the Wolves, a great team you could even say this year for sure. And they have the best defense in the NBA. Like, by all metrics, like, the Wolves are the best defense. And they're trying to say, like, well, he was the best defender on the best team, you know? But I think there's something to be said for, dude, that Spurs team was terrible last year. They were terrible this year. And the only reason why they're relevant is because of Wembanyama on the offensive and defensive end of the floor. Dude, the guy averaged, like, 3.5 blocks a game this year. He had, like, 5 blocks a game post-All-Star break. I don't know if you knew that. It's somewhere like 4 to 5 blocks a game.
I heard the most outrageous stat the other day is, like, he has more blocks in his first season than 90% of, like, the history of the NBA.
Yeah, that's crazy. Also,
insane.
I realized that my screen wasn't moving. I was on the wrong tab. I was pointing out all these different prisms. We have the Blue Shimmer here at 16, the Snakeskin at 14, the Orange at 12, the two Blue Ices at 7 and 6.5. So that's how we get nearly close to 50K. Sorry about that. But yeah, there's also a Caitlin Clark Super Fractor autograph 1/1 ending tonight. So I know that's not NBA, but man, she is making the headlines right now for the WNBA. Everyone was trying to say how she'd fall off the map after the WNBA. Well, the WNBA draft pulling the most viewership of all time. Diana Taurasi, her draft like broke Diana Taurasi's draft's record. That one was like 600,000 viewers. This one was like 3 million viewers. And she just signed, do you hear this, Julian? A $20 million Nike signature.
Yeah, I did. Sneaker. I heard that Under Armour had a pitch and Curry was part of the pitch and she still went with Nike. But when you get a signature shoe, like, that's going to lock it up. I just find it crazy. Like, what, her Nike contract per year is probably like 10 times her professional contract.
Yeah. And in the end, like, hey, I guarantee that Under Armour is going to give her a signature shoe. They don't have many. They have Curry and they definitely make one for Clark. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, that. So it's rumored in the eight figure range per year. And then I heard recently from your boy Shams, and you're a big Shams fan, that is like $20 million a year.
The boy.
Which is nuts. He's going to have a heck of a career. I think we all can only hope that he stays healthy right now. That's the hope, you know, that everyone wants.
I agree. All right. I just think also, to me, like, the Europeans seem to do pretty well in terms of injuries, like the guys that played in Europe.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, it seems so far that it could be promising. So on to another guy. That is young and a rookie as of this moment. Hasn't broke rookie status yet. He's still a prospect technically. But
what is it like? What qualifies them to like cross over that? I'm not completely sure, and I'm sure a lot of people would like to know that.
Yeah,
is it like a certain number of games? Because I know a lot of guys like come up towards the end of the season for a team, but then they're like still like a rookie the year after.
Yeah, it's 130 at bats or 50 innings pitched in the major leagues. So once you cross 130 at bats, you're like not a rookie technically. So like Ellie De La Cruz last year, you know, he's obviously a rookie in Topps Products this year. Technically, he's a rookie last season. He can't win rookie of the year this year, even if he's a rookie in Topps Products. Yeah. So, but yeah.
Ellie, by the way, I know you saw that.
What did you say?
I hit a nice Ellie in our
break. Oh, yeah, dude. And not only that, but the Imanaga, dude, that pink out of 10 is probably like a $400 card.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, no, he started his career three starts in a row with no earned runs at all. And then it ended up, I think he gave a couple runs against the Marlins. I think they might have still won that game. But, Julian had a great break on Friday night in Fanatics Live. He had opened 5 cases of Topps Chrome Blackhead, Ellie Gold Auto of 50, Dominguez Auto of 50,
Yamamoto Redemption Auto.
Yeah, Imanaga, Pinka 10, 3 Depth of Darkness. Dude, like, I got shown up totally on that. Totally got shown up. So I wonder if he didn't even start yesterday. Oh my gosh, he didn't play yesterday. So I don't know if you've seen Holiday, one hit in 27 at bats so far to start his career, which is a 0.03 average or something like that. He's just struck out like 17 times or something crazy, which is wild because, like, that really I don't think is a huge part of his game. Like, in the minors, you can kind of tell when a guy's striking out of the minors, they're going to strike out of the majors. Not to say when they don't strike out of the minors, they won't strike out of the majors. It's just been a really tough go, all things considered, for Holiday so far in the big leagues. And trust me, there's been a lot of players that are really good that has struggled at the start of their career. Mike Trout being one of them. Obviously, that's like a big example where I'm not necessarily saying it's going to be Mike Trout, but at the same time, it's like I'm not hitting the panic button on Holiday as a player at all. The card scenario is a different story, though. Like, if you look, I mean, those based off the PSA 10s were like selling for more than Mookie Betts. Okay, Mookie Betts has been one of the best players in baseball for like a decade and has won multiple MVPs at this point, a World Series, and he's destined to win an MVP this year, I think. He's been unbelievable so far.
Prospecting always cracks me up in the hobby.
So it's like there's obviously times and places for prospecting, but at the same time, it's like it sometimes gets a little out of hand. And Holiday, or not only Holiday, but Churio Autos as well got a little out of hand. Base Auto PSA 10s were approaching like $1,000. And Churio has had a very good start to his MLB career. 4 home runs, getting on base, stealing bags, stuff like that. But
another win today from the Brewers.
Another win
yesterday for you.
Yeah, swept the Cardinals, which is amazing to see. So Brewers still cooking, even with Yelich out and even with starting pitching, not even playing that many innings or throwing that many innings. But, yeah, I want to hear from everyone in the chat. If you're a baseball fan, like, what would you do? Would you sell Jackson Holiday right now? And if you bought in high, would you maybe cut the losses? I'm not saying it's a good idea to do that. But at the same time, it's like they have to do so much to warrant their prices before going to the MLB. And like I said, Churio prices have definitely pulled back from the start of the season, no question. From when he was kind of, called up to start on that opening day roster. But, it has not looked great.
Here's my question as well, is outside of cards, like, I have my perspective. Like, what would you do with Jackson Holiday? I think the worst thing they can do is demote him again because, like, the up and down, that's not going to help his mentality. And, like, that I think it's obviously all mental right now. So that's what they have to improve on. And whether he's playing a ton or not, I think he just has to get used to the atmosphere of the MLB. I would definitely keep him with the team. I would not. The last move is to demote him again.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like they're a good enough team that they can fill in the gaps with him. Like, he can play off the bench. Like, he can come off the bench and pinch hit or be a defensive replacement, whatever, towards the end of the games. But that starts to trend towards, like, you know, in soccer where it's like Mudrik gets 10 minutes off the bench at the end of the game. Well, it's like, well, how much can you really do when you have that little time? It's like, how much can you do if you get called on for one at bat? If you're one at bat, you have all this pressure, you know? So I agree. I mean, I think right now it's not like a, yeah, send him back down. It's like you obviously gave him the shot for the reason. I would say maybe a little premature. I think that there were some things in spring training that they knew maybe weren't going perfect, and then they called him up a couple weeks in anyways. And maybe it was just a little premature of a call-up. I mean, he's still only 20 years old. And I don't know if they felt pressure from, like, just the league in general, to be honest. Everyone was saying, well, why is he on the big league roster to start the year? And kind of doubting the league's decision, or the Orioles' decision. But maybe they were right to keep him down there for a little bit. We'll see. I mean, I think he'll be fine. He'll work it out. Not to mention, he's got some fatherly advice I'm sure he can get from his dad. All right. This is what I was talking about with Wembanyama, but I just can't believe every single time we look, dude. Why don't you give me a look, Julian, on Carletter? What was the most expensive National Treasures numbered out of 99, Ben Simmons from 2016? It's, you know, that's going to be, he only has one out of 99 from NT that year, so he should probably find it pretty fast. But this one's at 115. What was it, like a $3,000 card?
Let's see.
There's a Little Mermaid Game Boy Advance graded game in here, too. I was like, what in the world?
What's the grade? Or are you just saying any grade?
No, I'm just saying any grade, but it's a BGS 9.5.
A BGS 9.5 sold for, wait, does he have auto 99 patch autos? No, he doesn't.
No, I'm telling you, he didn't sign the set.
One sold for 8.1K. Oh my
God, I thought it was gonna be like $3,000. Holy smokes.
Back in 2018 too.
That's wild. That's really wild. Wow. What is even up with Ben Simmons right now? Like, what's going?
I think it's back issues again.
That's not good.
Know. Dude is like, I probably have seen, but like off the top of my head, someone who's had like a pretty good season go like from all-star status to like nobody wants him so quickly.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think he might be cooked, honestly. Like,
he's had too many chances, I think. March 15th would miss. Yeah, it's still his back. I don't know.
I don't know. Just looking into dropping a couple bids right now. Maybe a couple nice little budget buys. Here's a 1991 Impel Disney box I was looking at. It just looked kind of fun to open just for fun. There's a Ricky Rubio Exquisite Auto, which I also was like, man, this would be kind of fun to buy, given that those things at one point were like really, really, really expensive. Bless you, Max. Max just sneezed down there. I don't know if he's listening or not.
Is Max in his, is he in his room or is he like?
Yeah. He's not sitting next to me. Couple of cards though. I mean, the extended bidding, honestly, everyone's about to run out, and I got caught once again not giving myself enough. Do you see there's some nice May news in here?
I didn't know.
Really, really nice copy May news. There's a gold diamond.
I forgot the giveaway too. I know you're probably a little
I'm gonna try to throw some bids in on some of these cards down here right now for the giveaway at the same time as I'm bidding on some other stuff. So we'll see. I need to get these bids in. Holy cow. Come on, Max. Wi-Fi, pull through. Oh, boy.
It'll go through as long as you tapped it before.
I did.
You didn't?
I did.
But oh, yeah. Then you're fine.
Balls are still bouncing. Yeah, I think that just snuck them all in. Max, your Wi-Fi. Mate. Okay. Oh, wow. All the bids went through, and I was tweaking, and I'm only leading in one of the 8 cards I just tried to bid on. There was a super nice Bryce Harper card on this auction. Oh my gosh. Do y'all catch the fight? Julian, go off.
I mean, people were thinking Devin Haney was like top dog, and Ryan Garcia, I don't know if he's putting on a show. I don't think he's putting on a show with how he's acting. I think he is kind of like crazy, but he can fight. That is the one thing you cannot dispute. He has a lethal left hook. Very entertaining fight. I watched it. Wasn't completely sure who was going to win. I thought it was going to be pretty close. I didn't think it was going to be like landslide victory for Devin Haney, despite what a lot of people said. But man, Ryan Garcia shocked a lot of people. And he's kind of, I think that was the fight that established him as a top fighter in the division, because he lost to Tank. And people haven't really ever taken him seriously because they're like, he's a social media boxer. But man, like, unhinged, but boxing performance.
The like, next stand.
He should have had like probably six knockdowns in that fight, but the referee called like two or three of them slips. But yeah, yeah, great performance from Ryan Garcia.
So that's my next question was going to be, you know, is Tank Dell or not Tank Dell? Mine's in the gutter. Is Tank not the top fighter in that division? You just said that whoever the other guy was, he just fought. I don't even remember his name.
Devin Haney.
Yeah, you said that he was like top dog.
Well, no. He's one of them. There's not like, I wouldn't say Devin Haney is the top dog. Like Devin Haney was probably in the same category as Tank. I don't know.
Did they fight?
Division. They have not fought. But like Devin Haney was kind of like teetering like that top because he fought Lomachenko. I don't know if you know who that is. Mm. And he beat Loma. But like that was a fight where people were like, I think Loma should have won that. So people are starting to have their doubts, but this kind of was just like the nail in the coffin. But I know their division just has a lot of really good fighters.
Yeah.
Let's see.
There's actually a few cards I really want to win here. I've been bidding on. So you keep going. Let me know what you see.
Yeah, Lomachenko, Tank Davis, Shakur Stevenson. I know he's pretty good. Yeah, I know Bud Crawford is considered the pound for pound, but he's not in their division, I don't believe.
I feel that the boxing stuff, maybe it's just because they released the UFC stuff, so I'm much more attuned to it. But I say that there's not that much like rhetoric. Like this fight happened, and they don't really like educate anyone in anything leading up to the fight.
Yeah, you know? You kind of have to be into it or not. Like, there's no way. Like, there's so much going on now with so many different belts and different weight classes that it's really hard to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. There have been some pretty interesting fights though. Past couple of years. And we got the big one coming up, Jake Paul against 60-year-old Tyson. Or not, I was going to say Tyson Fury.
Oh, my gosh.
My mind is gone. Against Iron Mike.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one to watch, huh? I mean, it's on Netflix, so actually a lot of people will probably be able to watch it.
Yeah, I'm interested to see that. So, yeah, that's going to be quite the interesting performance.
I'm trying to lock up giveaway here or two, so let's see what happens. I'm working. What's going on in this Pelicans? Do you think the Pelicans have a chance here? I know there's no Zion, but they kind of dominated the Kings in the last game. Let me go see the score.
43-41. I mean, in the series, I don't think they have a chance.
Yeah, let's see.
But who knows? The inexperience, like I talked about before, it might play a factor.
Yeah, I mean, Shea's had a good game so far, in half decent game at least. All right, I just can't seem to get in the maybe one more bid. I don't, this Goldschmidt is so sick. It's 1 year after his rookie, but I kind of want to just get in the lead on it really quick.
Are you on the wrong screen?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I am. Sorry. I was just going to say, looking at those Goldschmidt since early on in the auction, I mean, I know it's 1 year after his rookie and he won MVP a couple of years ago. Wasn't really that good last year, but it's an atomic out of 5. BGS 9 from Topps Finest. A really cool looking card.
That is a cool card.
The Pelicans are a number out one team. Five.
That's like, yeah. I don't, cause like I'm more of a like more recent baseball guy. That's where I'm like familiar. That card is like, I'm thinking like out of 100, out of like right. Over 100.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, with Disney, the diamonds are 100, but really cool. I got the Beast Pink SGC 10 for 35. Figure it out, Ben.
Pretty nice. Nice. I know you picked up some Disney stuff.
I did. That was my account. Well, other than Max scamming me on like a ton of women's cards, Sapphire women's.
Okay, here's the thing: you can't say it's scamming because you literally like
No, that was just a joke. It was actually
Well, it is like he does kind of scam you, but like you fall for it. So like, I don't know if you can call it like scamming.
Listen.
How do you call away with a Timo Werner? I'm sorry. I almost passed out on stream when I heard that.
You do know that I was joking about that, right?
Oh, you didn't actually get a Timo Werner?
He threw it in for free. We pulled it together and it was in his box. He's like, here, take this too. No, it wasn't this.
No, listen. I thought you actually paid for that card.
No, I didn't pay for the card. We pulled it together and he just threw it at me. I was like, here, take this too. No, Max, it was not a scam. Max sent me a Carney and a Nani, which I stupidly bought because they're terrible. Well, Carney's not terrible. Nani's
Sorry, I keep cutting in, but I can't believe you sold that for as much as you did.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I mean, maybe Carney works out, but not a scam. Max is the man. Okay. We completely went off subject there. Yeah, I did have a nice Disney deal at the end. I got Baymax Black out of 10. I'm very excited about. But Vardin, huge win there. I got to go show that card, actually. I have to go show that card. Let me get to it really quick in a second because this was one of the coolest cards in the auction this week. I forgot to bring it up as we started with soccer, obviously. But I'm really happy I didn't go in and try to bid on this because someone in our auction, in our community here watching, end up winning this, and let's see if we can find it. By the way, what is Topps Legacies? This looks like Inception. Dude, this is a sick card. I don't even know how this card released. Anyone has info on this, please let me know. Oh, my gosh. I can't
see it.
Yeah, I forget. I have to switch the tabs. I'm sorry.
You're good. It kind of just looks like Inception.
It does, but it's really cool. It's a one-of-one. It looks like it's got foil down there. I'm just wondering how that released. Okay, here is the Hope Diamond. That is a great price. Holy cow. Buster Posey, Pop 1, non-higher. Diamond of 60. These cards were super hard to get and they're very rare. They barely pop up in price or they barely pop up for sale. And it looks to be a great price there. Buster Posey, who had a great career and retired recently. But man, congratulations. I'm really happy I placed a bet on that card. I would have felt terrible if someone here was going after that. So congratulations on that. Super nice card. Clayton Kershaw from the First Dynasty, which as we talked about, is not the best design. But it, you know, First Dynasty. Look at this. Look at the patch. It looks like it forms the number one because of this.
Yeah. I was going to say.
It's actually pretty funny. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate the support, my man. St. Croix Cards always here for the support. Dame Dalla, flawless. Julian, anything? Wait, what am I doing here? Did you have something ready to talk about today?
I mean, I did have some. It's okay though. We don't.
No. I'm all for it. Max is gone now, so I just had some.
This won't count as the whole Hoobie buy-in segment, but like I had some interesting cards that I saw.
Yeah. Throw them out there. We'll start getting over there. Sorry about that.
Well, actually, first of all, we'll start with this. This isn't like a this is a card. There was the Mike Trout, Ken Griffey dual one of one.
Do you think about that?
Here's my question for you. As I immediately thought of the card you pulled, what do you think the value would be on that card? You think that's more valuable or like, would you rather have this card or the Shohei one?
No, I mean, this card is really nasty. Griffey Jr. is, you know, obviously one of the best outfielders ever. And those patches are disgusting in that card. That is insane. It's at $5,000 right now. It might end here in the next 23 seconds, but listen, I mean, I know I pulled the card, so people might call me biased, but Ohtani is Ohtani. Like regardless of what's happening recently with his interpreter and this and that, he still is won multiple MVPs now, one of the best players the game has ever seen. And then for it to be inscribed like that and for them to have been teammates for so long, I think it's just a little bit, it pushes it over the top of this card. And you know, I don't know how much the cards I pulled is valued at. You never know. If you get two people going at an auction, I think of it as probably a $10,000 card, somewhere in that range. But once again, like I said, you know, no one would think that some of the cards I bought were that expensive, and then I maybe stupidly have bought them. So, you know, I'm not saying that card is in a stupid purchase category, you know, but you never know really what it can sell for. And I think it is more valuable than this card for sure. But that's a really, really, really nice card. That's sick. I saw it, man. Those patches are disgusting. Not to just say the same thing again, but seriously, that's insane.
Yeah, I would agree. I just wanted to hear what you had to say because I think the inscription is such a small thing, but I think I just love it so much. And then you take into consideration that they were teammates and two of the greatest players of the past
many years.
Yeah, I mean, decade for sure. Even though that Ohtani hasn't hit a decade of play yet, I mean, it still makes him he's still one of the best players of the last decade, no matter what.
Yeah, and you mentioned stupid card purchases. So on that topic, there was still going. There is a LeBron James 2020 Flux, full capacity, PSA 9. I have no idea why this is at over $1,000. Like, very confused.
I'll have to go find it here one day. LeBron James Flux.
It's not even a one-on-one, so it's got to be, like, short print.
It's not even numbered?
Nope.
Okay, to be fair, this car looks really cool. Would I pay that much
for it? No. I don't think so.
What?
I think that card looks terrible.
Dude, we're going to have a little difference here. I think it looks awesome. I think the colors are sweet.
I am not a fan. Look, I don't know what's going on.
It's not $1,000 cool, but it's cool. I think it's cool.
Well, yeah, just the design alone. I thought the design on top of the price like just made it even worse.
Yeah, but sometimes you've pulled up some absolutely just terrible cards. Like, I was expecting something that was going to actually look terrible here, but no, I think it looks like kind of like a Nebula type of thing.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of the – I guess this is one of the first times I've chosen a card design that I'm like really not a fan of, and people – there's opposing views, which is good because we like that type of conversation. But, yeah, no. Price aside, I am not a fan of the design.
Right, right. All right, what's next?
We got a – Aaron Judge, 2021 Donruss Optic, one of one.
Merrick's Grave, sweet card. The Father's Day Blue look really nice off 2022 tops and very nice old. PSA 10. All right, where are you at here? 2021 Optic. Oh, do you see who just hit auction? Holy.
That's nasty.
Dude, Super Fractor Auto from Gilded PSA 10 in the next week of Judge. That's crazy. Did it end, Julian?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Right there, you missed it.
Oh.
Okay, like, not a fan of the design, not licensed, slap a 101 on it. I think people will pay a lot of money, but yeah, I was another one I was pretty shocked by in terms of price.
I was going to tell you, did you know this is probably, I have to assume, like a kind of they're taking off of like a retro design. So you can probably hear my keyboard
stream. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't have the normal setup. And I just like, this is probably extremely loud.
It is all good.
No, Diamond Kings. Let's see here. Donruss. There's got to be a, I just want to find an example. Yeah, I got the quiet keyboard back at the office, but not here.
I didn't realize you're such an aggressive typer. You're what we call an aggressive typer.
Yeah, not a keyboard warrior, though. Just aggressive
typer. No. Keyboard warrior is completely different.
I know. Yeah.
But they are probably aggressive typers as well. But
I'm an extremely aggressive typer. Smack the keys really hard when I just type way too fast. So there is an insert called Diamond Kings from back in the day. I'm just trying to find an example.
Oh!
Julian's like, my eyes.
Dude, what is that? I think you're going to pull something sick from back in the day. Oh, man. Looks like someone like had a comic book and got water all over it.
Yeah, it's not great. Oh, my gosh. Dude, yeah, these – I didn't realize
that. Oh!
You got a comic book and got water all over it.
Yeah, dude, it looks like it's like soggy. That one's foul. That one's so foul. He's got like a triple chin in that one.
So bad. These aren't that bad. The 92s aren't as bad. I'm trying to find I just try to figure out quick if oh my dude, some of these designs are okay, I know we got really sidetracked there, but I just want to point out that Diamond Kings was an insert for Donruss back in the day.
Nah, but they should have gone all out and made like the face similar to like for Aaron Judge. Then I would have liked it. Tom, definitely don't. Yeah, never take us to a fine art museum. I've gone with my mom multiple times. I'm like, dude, I could totally make that. Like, what is that? And then like I get looks. So yeah, don't take me to an art museum.
Hey, I'm not the right person. Don't be shocked. I'm a pretty good art interpreter, actually. I went to the art museum in Milwaukee with Miss Wolf art last year.
Interpreter?
Yeah, dude, I was interpreting those pieces like a.
What does that even mean? Man.
You have to come find out for yourself.
Well, isn't it like art? There's like no one right meaning. So like you could be like, I see a duck, and they're like, it's a goose.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
No, that's not it for me.
I was cooking up the best explanations possible. All right. Moving on though. That Caitlin
Clark. I made one of those marble like color pieces with paint when I was in like third grade. That could 100% hang up in some art museum, and they could say it was some famous person made it.
The super fracture Caitlin Clark ended for 10,500.
Holy moly.
PSA 8 from last year. That's the base set auto. It's not the variation auto. But yeah, that's quite the card right there. Super, super nice. And it, yeah, she's amazing, man. I cannot wait.
Art with Aaron. That's what Andrew said. That'll be the new segment. New Slashstack segment coming to you. Art with Aaron.
Okay, Jim.
Portraits of cows and Giannis.
Dude's never heard of the Calatrava, I guess, but that's okay. He can stay in his bubble over there having floppy pizza, so that's all right. Julian, I didn't get you to crack a smile off of that.
Well, I don't understand. I didn't completely understand. Like, where is he from? New York or something?
Yeah, he's a huge Knicks fan.
Well, floppy pizza is not it, but I do like some New York style pizza.
No, I'm just making a joke. There's amazing pizza in New York. Yeah,
but if it's too floppy, yeah, not a fan.
The New York flop is what the classic term is.
I only know that because Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, well, I mean. The John's Obliger is absolutely money. It's the best pizza I've ever had in America.
You know, Dave actually has like an app with like, you can find, I didn't know that. When I was in New York, one of my buddies like pulled it up and was like, that's crazy.
To be fair, I wasn't an art history major, but I did take 5 semesters of clay in high school. So I am more into
high school. I thought you were about to say in college. I was
going no. Oh, I never took a clay class in college. Do you think I was going to?
High school's okay. I took a woodworking class in high school. That was a lot of fun.
That's pretty cool. You and Hank.
Yeah, but then my mom was like, this is not applicable towards what your job's going to be. And I was like, Mom, but it's fun.
Hey, I made some pretty dope pieces, I guess.
It was a lot of fun. And I was like, I could, like, if I continued doing it, I could have just made stuff for myself instead of buying. So shame on you, Mom. I should have just not listened.
Jeez, calling out the mom live here on the channel. Bryce Harper, Prism Gold at 5. It's Prism Gold at 10. There's some really nice Prism non-licensed baseball in here, actually. Oh, we got a giveaway for tonight. I got the dub on
Mike Trout giveaway, baby.
No, not Mike Trout.
Oh.
oh. But yeah, there's this gold rookie of Harper, and then the first year Prism Gold of Mike Trout. $13,000 on the Mike Trout Prism Gold non-licensed. And then you got $2,000 on the rookie Bryce Harper. So that Trout technically is not a rookie. The Harper is a rookie.
You gonna let her rip on that Giannis?
That's a nasty card. Oh man, would I want to?
Let her rip.
A PSA 10 Immaculate Patch Auto, dude. It's from the number 4. Boy, oh boy, do I want that card? No, I already bought my Giannis here on the weekly auction. I got the spotlight.
Okay. You can get another. I encourage you.
Yeah, I mean, it would be fun to buy that, but will I buy it? No. Also, by the way, if you ever question Max's cooking skills, my dude cooked up some wonderful fajitas tonight for me. Super good.
Did he pull out like a can of beans to throw on it or something?
No. Well,
that's good that he can cook. I know he has a particular taste for food.
He does. He likes his high quality food. I'll tell you that much. He wasn't in agreement with the English breakfast was at the hotel. I saw
it. Which is shocking because with that, he's more towards us. But I kid you not, dude. Some of these English people eat the wildest stuff. And I cannot – I'm like staring at them instead of actually eating my food.
Dude, I mean, he was talking about eating like live octopus or something like that. I'm like, dude, no thanks. Pass.
Is it still moving?
I don't know what that even means. Like they just cut the leg off.
Reach your hand into the tank and just
You give me the heebie-jeebies, man. You a big Lord of the Rings fan?
I've never watched Lord of the Rings. I don't really even know anything about Lord of the Rings except like Gollum or whatever, that creepy dude.
Well, I know Schmeagol. and Frodo and
Game of Thrones is where it's at, baby.
Gandalf and
oh, Gandalf was like, "You shall not pass." Max is still awake. Wow.
Max,
you want to eat a live octopus, dude? That's kind of whack.
Max, what did you say to me? Max, you said something to me about, and yeah, Carver Collabor. I know it's really bad. The fact that two of us haven't seen Lord of the Rings is really bad because it actually is heralded as one of the best like movie series of all time. And I know some people close to me that would absolutely rip me apart for not watching it. But Max, what were you telling me about eating a live octopus? I swear that's what you said to me up here. I gotta hear this. You said something wild.
No,
yeah. There you go, Andrew.
I haven't seen Lord of the Rings.
I'm gonna go with to be seen, but the Spider-Verse trilogy is gonna be the best trilogy ever made. But yeah, I know people are obsessed with the Lord of the Rings.
When is that even supposed to come out? It was supposed to come out like the original date was like 2 or 3 months ago.
Well, yeah, so it was supposed to be like a year after, but now it's probably going to be like 2 years. I don't even think they're close to done with this movie yet. So I'll stay patient again.
Aaron, you apparently spaced out of that conversation because Max said, yeah, they do it in Japan.
He was talking about something he was eating that was similar to it. But yeah, you're right. I probably did. I have not read the books, Andrew. I honestly never was really a book reader. Harry Potter series I read. Dude,
shout out. Me too. We'd have to do like the reading logs, and I would just read the same Harry Potter books over and over again.
Harry Potter was definitely the best books I've ever read. Other than that, I've probably read a handful of books in my life, to be honest, which probably makes it bad. But at the same time, cards are cool. So I spent a lot of time doing cards instead. That's I read fair. A lot.
You're reading stuff for cards. You can read the bag.
To be fair, I read a lot, just not books. I read a lot about sports or a lot about.
Oh, cards. Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Me. Like, I've got to be like pretty interested in it. So like there were some books as a kid I would read, but yeah, I don't really read books now.
Yeah, I mean, even as a kid, I wasn't really reading books.
Do it because of the reading wall.
I was reading some of the Magic Treehouse books, you know, Diary of yes. a Kid, you know, flash, some absolute bangers like that. I read the first Percy Jackson very fast.
Dude, funny you say that. We're getting completely off topic. But I actually just started the new Percy Jackson series because I had it on my list. But, like, I don't like – I'm the type of guy who can't watch two TV series at the same time. So, like, if it's, like, 9 seasons, I'm still going to, like, either get to the end of the 9 seasons or, like, stop watching completely. So I finally got to like the point where I was starting a new show and I was like, Percy Jackson, top of my list. Love the books. I've read like almost all of the books. When I say almost all, like there was like the ones after the Percy Jackson, which was like the something Olympians. I don't even know what it was called, but very good series so far.
Listen, I never claimed to be a diehard Harry Potter fan. Have I read all the books? Yes. Have I watched the movies? Yes. Do I like Harry Potter? Yes. Can I remember every detail of every movie? No. I've seen them all like once to twice and read the books once. I really enjoyed the series when I watched it and read it. But my goodness, if you're going to – I never said
– You didn't know the name of the fifth film?
No, I did. He was quizzing me. I sat there and thought about it for 30 seconds, and I finally came up with it. But yeah,
what is it?
It's Order of the Phoenix. Yeah, no, I forgot for like a second, and I thought about it. Max was going to be like, well, it's because I looked up and it was on the TV. I wasn't even looking at the TV. I knew what it was.
That's fair. I believe you. I don't know if I believe you on the Elton John stuff, but like I believe you on the Harry Potter.
I know who Elton John is,
That's pretty outrageous.
I know. You guys are the – I can't stand you guys sometimes. but, yeah, no, Andrew's a massive fan. Like, you could never stick me in Harry Potter trivia and expect me to help the team out. You can put Max
– Yeah, but here's the thing with stuff like that. They choose like – what color shirt was Harry wearing in 20 minutes of the first movie or something? I'm like, dude, like I watched it quite a bit. Like I can't name that.
Max claims to be a Harry Potter fan. He's not even English. He's just fake English.
Wait, sorry. Say that again. I was not paying attention.
I said Max claims to be a Harry Potter fan, yet he hasn't even been to Harry Potter universe in England where it was. Yeah.
Wow. Max, that's kind of shameful.
I know. Even Jared.
Butterbeer.
Julian, even Jared's – no, not like Harry Potter World and Universal. I'm talking
about the one in England. I'm sure, like, do they not do that too?
I'm sure they do, yeah. No, but I think it's, like, where they actually did all of the, like –
filming, yeah.
Yeah. Even Jared's been there. Max hasn't even been there.
That's tisk, man. That's
shame. I know. Like, are you serious? All right, Mookie Betts – he did say that we should go, though. You just told me that we should go next time because you've never been there.
Haven't been to the tourist trap. They acting like they're going to, like, kidnap him.
Yeah, Max is like, I'm staying clear of everything. All right, Mookie Betts, clear out of 10. Getting back on the subject here. This is a very hard to hit card in Topps Flagship. These are only in hobby boxes, and there is actually a Trout and a the Mookie Betts from 2015 and a 2016 Mike Trout ending in the same auction tonight. The Mookie Betts is over 700. The Trout is over 400. Betts has been unbelievable. And we'll see if he can add another ring here at some point. I mean, being on the Dodgers, I'd say they got a pretty good shot. Now, I know they haven't started the season the best, but they still have got a pretty good shot. Really nice Jordan Redick. Did we get off track? You landed on the Judge, and then we went way off track with looking up the Picasso images. What else, Julian?
Oh, well, first, Andrew said, Max, you give up your home for Aaron to get flamed. To be fair, Max was doing quite a bit of flaming.
To be fair, Max flames me way more than I flame him. So we're fine.
50-50.
All right, sir.
We got the Aaron Judge. Okay, we'll go ugliest card outside of the LeBron. 2022 Super Glow Brock Purdy auto. Never ever heard of this.
Never heard of Super Glow?
No. Sounds like a freaking Geico commercial or something.
So how about we just say Budget Leaf?
Dude, like, what is that? I don't know what that is.
I love that. It's just, dude, like, what is that?
Like, oh my gosh.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Jim Baker's about to have a wild. Okay. Jim, I'm not disagreeing with you with the.
I don't even know what that means. The first thing.
He's just saying that if he was the New York Giants GM, he would do this. I don't disagree with you with Penix, man. If Penix can stay healthy, man, he can sling the rock. Watched him a lot last year. However, you can first draft Penix at a later time. Trade up in the back of the first round.
Yeah.
Dude, pick Romo Dunze and then trade up and draft Penix at the end of the first round, and you'll get him.
I would take, like, obviously, if you wanted him, like Aaron said, you can wait a lot because for some reason people aren't valuing him very highly. I think he's a better quarterback than Drake May and J.J. McCarthy for sure.
I think definitely than J.J. McCarthy. Drake May had a really good season at like 20 years old in North Carolina, but will that be repeated?
I don't know. I'm just getting like Mitchell Trubisky vibes.
Okay, obviously that's a pretty easy comparison to make with the colleges, but it might be a fair shake. But at the same time, like I'd agree with you that Jim.
Well, no, you don't take the QB first if no one else is going to take him that high.
Jim, Jordan Love was available to be traded up into the back of the first round to draft him at. Michael,
should we have taken Brock Purdy with our first pick?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'll disagree with that. I mean, you could easily get one of those top. Well, I don't know if Penix would necessarily be the. I mean, if you think that Penix should be a top 10 pick, I don't know if anyone else does. But you can definitely end up getting him later. McCarthy reminds me of Zach Wilson. Well, I'll tell you this, is that I don't think he's going to be that good. And I really, really, really hope that the Vikings trade up and draft him at number 3. Do you hear about that? The Vikings are thinking about trading up and drafting at number
3. I've seen people say J.J. McCarthy should go first overall.
Other than Jim Harbaugh or just Jim Harbaugh?
I probably have seen some analysts on like Bleacher Report or something.
Garrett, nice. James Loney. Oh, I remember who James Loney is. Nice. Nice pickup. Anyone else, if you have anything picked up, please let me know. Yeah, but Jim, here's the deal. You can take the heat, but I mean, there's no doubt in the world that Romo Dunze is one of the top NFL receiver talents we've seen. And obviously, there's other really good ones in this draft too, like Neighbors and MHJ. But getting Odunze and just trading up to take Penix is a way better idea. I'm not even, I know that you have your thing for that guy from Western Kentucky you really like, but at the same time, I mean, Romo Odunze is fast, big, can make catches at any radius. He's amazing. By the way, I need to share what the giveaway is. So I did end up with actually really cool card here. I love Bowman Sterling from 2023. Actually, one of the first sets that Julian ripped on his own. Actually, the very first set he ripped on his own. Bowman Sterling.
Only been two
here. So, but at the same time, making strides. Red auto out of 5, though. Gavin Cross, Got for $91 is a PSA 10. I'll take that. It's a sweet looking card. Got a couple of Disney to add with the Beast and the Fox and Hound pink, which I know Andrew's a huge fan of. I have not seen it, and I've heard that it's a really sad movie, so it's going to be hard for me to actually get me to watch it. I was told that. For me. You said it's a no for me?
Like, if it's super sad, like,
yeah, it hurts super sad.
Thing that I'd like to sit down and watch.
Jim, I think Roman Dune is definitely better than Garrett Wilson. But at the same time, we have the giveaway here, which is really cool. Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig PSA 9 from 2010 Tops.
Almost as cool as the Queen Elizabeth on a horse, but like still pretty cool.
Prestigious pinstripe power. What do the Packers do on Thursday? I want to go.
Thursday's the draft. Wow. Yeah. It's coming up fast.
Everyone join the giveaway. Drop your number ones in there. Let's get it going. It's already 4 a.m. Oh boy, 4 a.m. Whatever from SpongeBob.
Dude, just fall asleep on the plane. You're chilling.
No, I can't sleep on planes.
Easy.
No, it's not possible.
You close your eyes and...
No, and then I'm too tall and my head can't stay up because it rolls over.
Dude, slab socks, black card. I'm telling you, upgrade.
Okay, so Andrew, what do we do on Thursday?
Taking QB.
Yeah, right. I think we're going to take offensive line depth. Like in my heart of hearts, I think we're taking offensive line depth. I really want us to take Cooper DeJean or best secondary player available. Yeah, thanks, Max, for a reminder. That's my hope, is that we get Cooper DeJean or best secondary player available, but I think we're going to take offensive line depth is how I'm feeling it's going to go, which is fine. I'm fine with that. We develop O-line really well. Bakhtiari didn't even really play last year, but he's on the way out. We had good O-line last year, strengthened even more for Jordan Love. Like, if you're going to commit a huge contract to a quarterback, you better know you can protect him. We've seen it time and time before where teams can't. And Andrew Luck happens, or Joe Burrow happens, and we really need to make sure we can protect them. So I don't care if we go O-line in the first round, take two defenders in the second. But yeah, Andrew, I hope it's secondary also. But I know we'll draft secondary right away in the second round. We get two second-round picks. So I don't think we should be pressed either way if we go O-line. Or I'm not in the position to doubt this Packers GM ever again. I doubted it multiple times in the last couple of years.
Wait, how long has this GM been there?
It's been there for like 5 years, Julian.
Dude, he's kind of whack, though.
That
Jordan Love pick was good. But, like, the Packers management is like...
No. Back it up. Everyone was hating when Aaron Rodgers got traded. Dude, our entire offense is age 25 or younger, and we had one of the best offenses last year.
Yeah, I get that. But, like, when Aaron Rodgers was there, they did absolutely nothing to, like, help him out on offense.
Yeah, I honestly think we'd probably be in a worse position if we made a big like splash or trade or signing for an older receiver to try to make it work. Yeah, maybe we end up winning the Super Bowl, and I guess that would be good. But hey, at this point, I don't care. We're in a way better position now than we were 4 years ago. Way better position. We're set. Every receiver is 25 or younger. We have four that are studs, 25 or younger. He's done an amazing job to retool this team.
Four that are studs? Who are we throwing in that four that are studs?
Christian Watson, if healthy. So if he's not healthy, he may have three. Dude, Wicks, Dobbs, and Reed is no joke. And then two really good tight ends, too. Just watch. I'm just telling you, just watch.
I need two seasons. Andrew and I are on the same page with that. I need two seasons before I can. I was like that with Brock Purdy. Like, I didn't know I was super high on him.
Hey, I said that we need to see two seasons of Brock Purdy. So I am not one to tell anyone that we need to see two seasons of Love. I'm extremely high on Love and really excited about this season. But I don't blame you guys for saying we need to see two seasons. I am willing to do the contract right now, though. I'd rather do the contract right now versus waiting another year and then having to pay $60 million as the cap goes up again. If Daniel Jones gets a $45 million contract, I know it's a bad contract, but Jordan Love better get a $45 million contract tomorrow. Someone pointed out that we have death taxes and 86 Fleer random player PSA 10 selling for over five figures. You see this guy, Jeff Malone, $38,400.
I saw Max's comment about the Taurus being 2K.
I wonder how many times that's sold, but yeah.
I've never seen that card before.
All right, everyone. I'm just going to give you one more minute to join this giveaway because I realized I forgot to say that, and then we'll close this off. I haven't seen it either. It's a sticker auto. He must not have had any on cards because I'm shocked that's that much. Fernando Torres, that's a PC purchase for someone for sure. Like, no doubt about it. I also see that Max can't fall asleep.
We're under 24.
Are we? Yeah. A little thrown off this week, everyone. I'm sorry if this is a little bit more haphazard. Yeah, remember, it's 4 o'clock.
The 1995 finest Kevin Garnett.
Just put a number one into the chat. I'll let you get in. Just like drop a one like that. I'm going to remove my number, but I just want to give you an example. Just comment that in the chat. Are we under 24 actually, Julian?
Yeah. Like, well under.
Like, is there like five left or what?
No, there's like 12 maybe.
Oh, wow. You're right. Holy cow. What are you going with?
The Kevin Garnett, 1995. That's the cheapest card.
Oh, all right. I'm going to pick one that's red right now, too, and try to make a play. I'll go with the Marilyn Monroe trade.
That's a good choice. Good choice.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that one.
Rufino's up there.
All right. There we go. Just close off the giveaway. As far as the Jonas didn't make an appearance here, maybe he's too tired from the show.
Yeah, I think most of them enjoy sleep. I don't know what Max – well, Max, what time do you have to get up for work? Like, that's a – I'm actually pretty curious about that.
I think he's getting up, like, right before I leave.
Oh, dude. Uh-oh. It's even worse in England because, like, at least here, like, get up early, it's, like, nice and sunny outside. If I had to get up, like, early and it was constantly cloudy or raining, dude, my mood would be so bad.
Is my card gone or no?
Yes. And so was mine.
Oh, boy, that's fun. Very fun. Oh, boy. I thought there's like five names on this list. There's more than that for the giveaway.
But, Andrew, here's the difference with you getting up early and it's dark every day. You make the decision to go run super early in the morning. So, self-inflicted.
Oh, boy.
It's a very, very healthy thing to do. But, like, I'd much rather run at 7 o'clock at night than at 4 a.m. in the morning. But I also don't have kids and control entire teaching district.
Scott Rolen is in a Hall of Famer, played with the Phillies and the Reds, but was there actually a card that sold for like loads someone and loads there was of like money?
A big one, I thought.
That's what someone said. They said it was like over 10,000. I'll just look it up on here.
Over 10,000? I didn't see
Not over 10,000. Sorry, that's ridiculous. Someone said over something. Hey, over 5,000. Rookie refractor. Wow. Pop 4. Holy smokes. Has there been one that sold for that much in the past? All right, we're going to get this giveaway given away here for the Garrig and the Ruth.
Can Aaron do it from the United Kingdom?
Let's see. All right, let's do it. One. Two. I'm going with Bro Watch This.
Sorry, Bro Watch This. I'm going with Counterproof.
I was so close to going with Tom and Max went for number one and number two. Sorry, Max.
Not Max.
Dude, I was so close to going with Tom.
Sure you were.
No, they were right next to each other on the list. There you go, Tom. Congrats, Tom, on your sweet Garrig and Babe Ruth. And there's the email to send your PWCC identity key to. So congratulations on that. And we are just nearing the end of the show, everyone. There was a Scott Rolen sold for serious amounts of dough. I actually am curious to see what his most expensive card was before this. Not that same card, but a card sold for like $2,300. So that's pretty much all-time high sale there. All right, just a few cards left in the auction. There's five left, including this Pete Maravich patch out of three, which is really cool. Kobe
Bryant. Why is that Kobe so high?
Yeah, I don't know either. That's really odd. It's not numbered. If it's on 49, it might make sense, but that's really high. And then Pau Gasol, Galactic PSA 10 on the Bulls.
Bulls legend.
Then a couple of lower grade 1908 and 1970 cards there. So, everyone, that's likely going to be it for today. Julian and I both already kicked out of our guessing last card here. I didn't win the giveaway, but congrats to Tom. Congrats to Tom on another win. I think you've already won something in the past. So you should know how to give me that identity key. But really appreciate you, Tom, joining the show for another week. I should have picked you. I did not. But maybe you wouldn't have won if I picked you. So.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have picked him.
Yeah. So congrats on winning. Julian, thanks for joining. Max, thanks for joining, everyone. I hope you all have a great rest of your Sunday night. It's like 4 a.m. here, and I'll be home tomorrow. So next week I'll be back in the normal. Well, actually, no, I won't be on Atlanta night next week. So I'll actually be on the road again, but it'll be normal time for me. Jeez. All right. Excited for the upcoming week, everyone. We got the NFL draft. Find Julian and I on Fanatics Live on Thursday night and Friday morning, as there's NFL draft and then Pristine Euro on Friday, which will be a really fun set to open. And Max, if we don't have him a super factory, he's never going to talk to us again, Julian. So
he's never going to talk to us again.
Yeah, we have to have him a super factory on Friday.
Okay, let's not hit him a super factory. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right, everyone, have a great rest of your night, and we're going to see you all in the upcoming week on Fanatics Live. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.